Solomon, king over Israel, and he gathered together all the leaders of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites were counted from 30 years old and upward, and their number by head count of men was 38,000. Of these, 24,000 were to oversee the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges, and 4,000 were gatekeepers, and 4,000 were praising the Lord with the instruments which David made for giving praise. Divided them into divisions according to the sons of the line: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites, there were Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan were Jehiel the first, and Zetham and Joel three. Sons of Shimei were Shelomoth, Haziel, and Haran three. These were the heads of fathers' households of Lot. The sons of Shimei.
Most holy, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to serve him and bless in his name forever. But as for Moses, the man of God, his sons were named among the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershom and Eliezer. The son of Gershom was Shebuel the chief. The son of Eliezer was Rehabiah the chief. And Eliezer had no other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many. Yeah.
The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. The sons of Mahli were Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died and had no sons, but only daughters. So their relatives, the sons of Kish, took them as wives. The sons of Mushi were three: Mahli, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of Levi, according to their father's households, the heads of the father's households, of those among them who were counted in the number of names by their head count, doing the work for the service of the house of the Lord, from 20 years old and upward. For David said, the Lord God of Israel has given rest to his people, and he dwells in Jerusalem forever. Also the Levites will no longer need to carry the tabernacle and all its utensils for its service. For by the last words of David, the sons of Levi were counted from 20 years old and upward for their offices to assist the sons of Aaron with the service of the house of the Lord, in the courtyards and in the chambers and in the purification of all holy things, in the work of the service of the house of God, and with the showbread and the fine flour for a grain.